Here's a thought I'll title, A Deadline 15 Minutes From Now. The early days of photography for me were approached with long-term objectives. I knew it was going to take me a decade to learn how to make a decent gel and silver print. So I was in it for the long run. Many of my early projects, even though I really wasn't thinking of them as projects, turned out to be things that took years to accomplish. Made of Steel, I photographed for a decade and a half before I produced the finished body of work. That mentality is a common one that I hear in workshops and during portfolio reviews. Someone will say, I'm still working on this project. And I understand, because the longer we work on the project, the myth is, the better the project will become. I'm not so sure. I think sometimes it's a good idea to try to complete something in 15 minutes or an hour or maybe at most a couple of hours. When we know we have a limited amount of time to work on something, we'll have a tendency to distill it to the essence, to not waste time around the edges with the fluff. Maybe we still do that a little bit because you never know. But when we know we have a very limited amount of time to work on something, we tend to get at the serious parts of it first. And that's as it should be. Recognizing the moment is a skill that all of us are in the process of developing with greater and greater facility as our endeavors in photography deepen. At least I would hope so. This is one of the things that I think is fascinating about trilogies and seeing in sixes. Because when we try to do that kind of project quickly, it's a practice that pays unexpected dividends. We learn to see and evaluate more quickly by practicing the quick project. When we have time, even that serves us well then. Because what we're really learning is the ability to see what's important and what is most communicative, and the essence of something without wasting time. I've said for a long time that the most valuable thing we can take with us into the field is an extra day. But the corollary to that is seeing quickly, working with intensity, distilling to the essence, magnify that day into more than a few hours. I wonder if you've seen the movie with Denzel Washington called The Equalizer, where he times his activities literally with his watch. He knows that in order to kill the bad guys, he's got 13 seconds. And then he does what he needs to do and stops the watch to see how long it actually took him. It's that practice of working quickly that I'm talking about for us in photography. When you discover a location that you want to photograph, you might have a half a day to stay there and photograph. But what happens if you set a deadline for 15 minutes, or a half an hour, or 2 hours? It changes the way you approach the subject. It changes your thought process. It distills your activities to the essence, to the core. And we never know when that skill might be absolutely essential because we only have 15 minutes to do a project. Setting deadlines can be a scary thing, but can also be an incredibly productive and helpful thing. And it does so even if that deadline is a very short length of time, like I say, 15 minutes, a half an hour. I don't want my entire photographic career constrained by those 15-minute deadlines. On the other hand, developing the skill to think in those terms is not a bad thing to know how to do, to know about ourselves, to practice so that we become fluent in that kind of deadline language. So, what could you do in 15 minutes from now?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.